Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 4th through 6th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Admission and parking are free. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details and interactive show floor plan.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Livestock futures today finished generally weaker across the board, all except for the August and September and October feeder cattle. They were only 2 to 10 higher. But the front ends, feeder cattle March 142.07, down 67 cents. Yesterday's feeder cattle index was 152.04. So right starting to converge as that winds down and closes tomorrow. Then we begin trading the April feeders. They were down 27 today at 145.95. Live cattle were anywhere from 70 to $1.20 lower. It looks like some cash trade has developed in Kansas at 125 and 126. Disappointing compared to where we were last week. Packer margins are about positive $6.10, so that could be a part of the reason why. Midday box beef, choice was $228.81, down 70. Select $220.71, up $1.72. Tomorrow we have the quarterly hogs and pigs report after the close. Today's hog market was all over the place with April up $1.40, $81.12. May's down 20, $86.45, and June's down about 60 cents. Still ongoing talk about what's going on with Asia as they look to buy some more U.S. pork. And China overnight resumed chicken imports from France following the ban going back to December 2015 following H1N1 flu virus.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Lance Brown, a dairy farmer from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Did you know that 97% of farms are family-owned? This includes my family's dairy farm. Dairy farming is more than just a job for my family. It's our way of life. To learn more about the dairy farm families behind your milk and life on the dairy farm, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain markets were lower. Generally, we had hedge fund pressure on the corn and beans. Beans were the weakest contract here as they went and touched previous lows. May was down 12 and 3 quarters cent at 888 even. November at 923 and a half, down about 11 and a quarter. Corn down 3 to 4 cents, and then wheat a half to a penny and a half higher in Chicago and Kansas City wheat. Cotton futures were down 30 to 40 cents. On Friday, we've got the USDA quarterly stocks and then also the plantings estimates. The planting part's one of the bigger parts of the report. Corn acres are estimated 91.3 million acres. That was up from 89.1 last year. Beans, 86.16, down from 89.2. So increase in corn, decrease in bean acres. Wheat slightly lower at 46.9. Last year it was about 47.8. And then cotton acres are estimated 14.5 million acres. Last year it was 14.1. So a little bit of a bump up in cotton, which makes sense given the fact that the economics behind the cotton price is a little bit better than the other competitors. The quarterly stocks portion, 1.55 billion bushels for wheat. Last year at the same time, 1.49. So a little bit bigger wheat crop or quarterly stocks there. Corn's a little bit tighter, and soybeans are significantly higher than last year. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.